Dalet Amid Beis. Tanya Kibosi de Rav, Tanya Kibosi de Levi. We had a machlokes Rav and Levi. Which avoides Azor is Chayiv Misa. Rav said that Zrike, Haktore, Nisach Hayayin, and Nisach Hamayim, and Levi was Moisev, Trumas Hadeshin. Tanya Kibosi de Rav, Tanya Kibosi de Levi, Tanya Kibosi de Rav, Avoidish Shezor Chayiv Aleim Misa, Zrike Sadam, this means the Zrike and the Mizbech Achitzoim, Bein Lifnim, the Zrikas Hadam and the Heichel, or Lifnim means on the Paroiches, Bein Lifnai Lifnim and the Bein Habadim. So this goes in the category of Zrike. Bahamaze Bechata Sa'if, and also if Hazor made Hazor Bechata Sa'if at Yamaza and Kira Mizbeach, Bahamimatze Bahamakter Ba'ila Sa'if, by Ila Sa'if there's no Hazoya, there's mitzui, you fetch it to the Kira Mizbeach, or Vahamaktir Ba'ila Soiv. So that's already, now we include already Haktore. Vahamanasach Shloi Shalugim Mayim, Shloi Shalugim Yayim. Tanya Kevosei Delevi, Avoidesh Shezor Chayiv Aleim, Mise, Hameirem Es Hadeshen. So here we see already Trumas Hadeshen, like Levi, even though it's Avoidesh Siluk. But Levi learns out that you only need avoides matone by mibeis laparoiches. But by the mizbech achitzin, I feel avoides siluk kazoros chayiv misa. V'sheva hazoi shebefnim shebemetzoyre. This is zrike. V'amal al gabi hamizbech. And we'll see in the Tosfos, amal al gabi mizbech means it's including everything already. That you have nisach hayayin, nisach hamayim. Bein dover kosher, bein dover posel. And a double posel, we'll see in Rashi, it was psule bakoidish, same ololo yeireid. So if Hazor will do this, it's ischayiv misim. There's a beautiful ha'ore from the Sfas Emes. The Rambam does not bring down this din of double posel. By double posel, Hazor is also chayiv misa. So he wants to say, it could be, that according to this baraisa, the holds like Levi, so Levi was machadish that on the mizbeach achitzin you don't need avodas maton. Avodas siluk is also chayv. That's why Trumas Hadeshen is chayv. So he says the dinim olo lo yered is pshat is if you brought it up to the mizbeach is lo yered. But to say this is avodas matone, this isn't called. If meiker adin you weren't supposed to be makrevit, it was nivsal. No, im olo lo yered. So an avoides matone felt this. That's not called avoides matone. So he says, no, Levi holds, and this baraisa holds, you don't need avoides matone by the mizbeach achitzin. That's the called dvar mizbeach. So memele, so that's why this baraisa says, ben kosher ben posel. But aloch, we don't paskin like Levi, so you only be chayiv if it's kosher, not if it's posel. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Zrikas dam, a mizbeach b'chutz. Be'lefnim hazo shala paroiches. That's after the heichel already, before the paroiches. Be'lefnai v'lefnim shal bein abadim di'em ha-kipurim. Bechatas ha'oif, ksiv hazo, v'hizo midam achatos al kira mizbeach. Be'oilis ha'oif, ksiv mitzui, umolak es roishoi, Behikter hamizbeicho, benimtza domay al kira mizbeich. So there is mitzui. Vahamakter shoile kolil hil. Vamenaser shloi shalugim, shehipocheshe benesochim. This is the minimum nesochim. Revi esahin la keves. Vilu trumas adeshin lektoni, vaine kerat. Bein dover posel, banar psulim, shapsulon bakoidesh, timolo lo yerdu. Bishimhochi chshiva haktora. That's called a haktora. Zog Taisus, Bahamaze Bechato Sa'if. So the Taisus had a kasha, he's speaking about Zrike. It's an Avodah Tamo. It's So why does he have, so Hazoi is also a Zrika. Why does he have to specify Ramazah Bechat Hazoi? Mishum de loidom ye la acherim. She'ein loy kabola bekli, elo oicheis beroish ubeguf o mazah. Ba'oid she'ein lo mizbeach elo doma lochi nokto ba'apei nafsha. Now dachsach mir pshat in Tosfos is, Tosfos says two svaris that I would think that here it's not called an avoide that Azor is chayiv misa. So I think Tosfos means to say as follows. We'll see the next Tosfos that Be'emesin Chatas Ha'oif is a unique korban. It is the only korban that is no haktore. All the kabbonis is haktore. Chatas Ha'oif, there's no haktore. So it's like a psakolben garua, like it's a kolben without haktore. It's a unique, even a minche, so you mak to the kaimet. This is a psakolben without haktore. So I would think, so this is like a and the same thing could be, that's the first pshat in Tosfos. You make hazor without kabbalah nakli shoris. There's no, so it's also a psakolben. A kolben gorua. So I would think that the chiyuv of misa by zoros is dafke by a geherige kolben. This kolben is a psazah, a batlonische kolben. It doesn't need a kabbalah with a klishoris. It is no haktoris. I would think that a zor isn't chayiv misa on the avoide of such a kolben. It's kamash malon that you're chayiv. Agav Uche doesn't have, it's tamazay a good idea, is a moiridike Eben Ezra, in Soif Parshas Vayikra, the Eben Ezra says, why is it when a person has to bring oifis, he brings a chatas oif and a oilas oif? And it could be if he would bring a behem, he wouldn't have to bring an oila. But by oifis, he brings a chatas and an oila. So the Eben Ezra says, because since there's no haktoris emurim by a chatas oif, so the oile is bimokem the imurim of the chatos. So these two oifes combine to create a it's like each one is a halfway kolben. So they together they equal a kolben. So kaponim afshikem a bissel besel there. And so this is a pesah. This kolben mitzabatzim is like is not a complete kolben. So it could be there's no chiyuv misa, and if a zor will do avoid on this kolben. Ba'amaktir ba'oila sa'if. Taimoli. So now the Taisus and we said of the Marami Rutenberg, Sezer Geschmack, Vieretzach da'arum. Amai loy koma nami va'amematze ba'oila sa'if. Now, we, an argue, sir, we have this. Ha'amematze va'amaktir ba'oila sa'if. That if Zor makes mitzui, he's also chayiv misa. But the Maram Rutenberg didn't have this. So he just said, v'hamakter ba'oyle so'if. So he says, why didn't he have a mematze ba'oyle so'if? One kash. V'oyt kosheli, lisni hamakter b'chol ha'kadoshim. Why, but hamakter, the Bereis only mentions aktor ba'oyle so'if. Kash number two. U'betesefte dezvochim iyanti. As I looked into the tesefte, u'ktoni istome. Then the tesefte says, so for emphat my second kasha. Uktoni bonami vamematze boy. There it says hamakter, which is means haktoris all kobonis. There it says hamematze boy. Zokte Meram Rutenberg, the tesefta shali mutasi, but my tesefta is no agos abacha my tesefta. So I don't know, there's a lot of guys in the my tesefta. So I don't know if that's proof that what it says in my tesefta is back in the right gilse. Vetzorich iyun b'tesefta acheres. You have to go and look in other teseftas. You have a site to suchen that how many teseftas were they flying around. So basic nisht. So I don't know. Ulefi asvorim sheli, in my svorim, in the Gemara, steht nicht wie sie steht in my tesefta. The Gemara, they skipped over hamematze, and the Gemara says amakter oyle soif. Is nirali dochi pirushi. Va'amakter oyle soif. So what's pshat? Va'av hamakter af oyle soif. So here we're being moisif two times af. Now he explains. What is pshat?
Look at that.
the less bo haktora. By chatos, if there's no haktora whatsoever. Mashen came bechol hakadoshim, is komar de ba'oyle so'if chayiv, af hamakter. So, ba'oyle so'if, af, that's the first af. That means, so the af is going on chatos so'if. Ba'mazze bechatos so'if yichayiv. But haktores chatos so'if, you're not chayiv, or ba'hamakter ba'oyle so'if, but by Eilu Soif, Ava Makter is Chayiv. So the Av is going that this is more Chomo than Eilu Soif. Here I feel like Toya Chayiv. That's the first Av. Yeah, come to Eilu Soif, Chayiv Ava Makter. Deloi mi boi be mitzi dome disanami bechata soif. That's it in mention mitzi. He said bechata soif yechayiv. So me mei yechayiv bechata soif by hazor, so within yechayiv by Eilu Soif by mitzi. Ela filu baktoroso, the lack of the chavosi bechatosoi. So I would think that by oif there's no din haktoros, so the af, no, he's a chayv even on the haktor of the ilosoi. Then he says that's one af, and another af, loy mi boy baktore de shal zvochim, de shayich bechol azvochim, ela filu boif tikachatosoi to less baktore, afilochi by ilosoi chayv. The second af is going, that is a chiyav aktore, not only is he chayav aktore b'shar zvochim, la'av ba'ile soif, you're also chayav b'aktore. So one case he's comparing oile soif to chata soif, and he's saying that you're chayav, that's the two afs, that you're chayav af b'aktore, by oile soif, and then the second af is he's comparing Eilu Soif to other Kabonis. So, not only by other Kabonis is there a Chiyav Aktore, no, by Eilu Soif, even though it's a knife, there's also a Chiyav Aktore. Zrikas Dam, Beilufnim, Beilufnai, Beilufnim, Ramaza Bechata Soif, Kechat Choshiblu, that's one. Umak de Eilu Soif, Arei Trei, Benisach Hayayim, Vamayim, Arei Arba. So this is the four Avoides that is always Chayv Misa. Vamala gabi mizbeach, bein dvar kosher, bechlal ze, so this is a mala, yesh zrike, vahazois, vahaktorois, benisachayayim vahmaim shrikul, and oilu la gabi mizbeach. Amala gabi mizbeach means every halom. So the Gemara weiter. So the Bach says, the Gemara starts off, it says in the Mishnah, Arba Payosis Payusham. There were four Payosis, like the Gemara Loma Mephisin. Why did they make the Pay? It's like the Gemara Loma Mephisin. Kedamoran. We said why, that there was Machlokes, it was a dangerous affair. So that's why they made the Payos. But the Moskash is a Loma Mephisin, Bechazran Mephisin. Why did they come together four times? Why they make one pious, so in one shot they should be mevara all the avodas? Why did they make four piyusim? Oba Rabbi Yochanan, kidei lahargish kol azoret, to make a commotion in the azoret. Four times they came together, they made a commotion. Shenemar sheyachtiv namtik soid, beveis alehim nalech berogish. That in the beis alim there's an inyan we should go to make a commotion, to perhaps we could be moisev ashtikul nekud over here, that there's a interessante chedushe horim. The Gemara says in Baba Basran, in Sechte Suke, the Gemara says that shmeinim tamidim hoyeloi lehilul azokin. Goldosh Shabakulan, Bienis and Benazil, Kot Shabakulan, Biachna Ben Zakai. Amr over Bienis and Benazil, Shakol Oifa Perea Cholov, Oyanisraf from the Torah that he was learning. So, the Chedush Yerim says that was Bienis and Benazil. What was with Hillel? What was with Hillel? So, Bemison the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha. So, the Yerushalmi says that Teretz, by Yenis and Benazil was only Olov. By Hillel was the whole Dalad Amas. That's the Yerushalmi's Teretz. Hillel was greater than Yenis and Benazil. The Chedush Yerim says at Teretz that by Hillel the kunz was you didn't see the Eish. Yenis and Benazil couldn't control himself. So Mamela, you saw there was an Eish, so the Oif Lamaisa got burned. Hillel was so great that he was at Bahalt Malas. You didn't see anything. That was the godless of Hillel over Yenis and Benazil. So it could be this whole union of God, this whole union of Atznei Aleches, that's chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, there was no such pechina of Dvorim Shebeseisel. That means there, Abchaim Veloshna says, when they went into the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to see all the Ilomis, when it's Gala over there, one went into the Beis HaMikdash, he saw everything already. That, there wasn't a mokim of Hatznor. So Memele, there was a need, it could be Lahargish Kol HaZorah Bebeis HaLekim Nalech Berogesh. There, that means the Hislavis and the Bren, which should be by a mitzvah, there it was not Beseisa. There it was Fakert, there it was Begoli. So Memele, so therefore, there's an inyan Bebeis HaLekim Nalech Berogesh. Zot Rashi, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kedamorim, Shayboim, Lidei Machloikis. Loma mefisim bechaisam mefisim. Loma nesofim lefais abba pomim beyoim kedesnava masnisim. Yafis al kulam beasifa rishayni miyiske laze, milazu. Lahalgish lahashmiya keul hamoin am rav kama pomim shu koveid la melech. This is a koveid la melech shenema bebeis alekim nalech beroikish. This is bebeis alekim, this is a koveid melech. Briyesecha anachnu, like the Ramban says in Seif Parshas Boy, that's a tachlus abriyes al kaponim in the Beis HaMikdash, this was begoli. Zok the Gemara weiter, ba'me mefisim, which begodim did the kahanim wear b'shas the pious? Zemachloik is Rav Nachman and Rav Sheish. Rav Nachman omar b'bigdechil, this wasn't an aboide, so therefore it was b'bigdechil. Rav Sheish is Omar b'bigdei kodesh. No, they wore b'bigdei kohunim. What's the reason for the machlokes? Rav Nachman Omar b'bigdei chayil. The amrit b'bigdei kodesh. If you'll say it would be b'bigdei kodesh, ike bal izroyes techamsi va'ovdi. That means if all the kahanim would be wearing b'bigdei kohunim, so even though one kohen won the pious, but the other kahanim that and they have big day kodesh on them, so they'd run to do the avodah. Your pious, nish pious. The Ritva says maybe if there was a suffix in the pious, there'd be a suffix in the pious, so one would call dolem gova. He would be poisha to suffix it go himself. But here's the big day kuna on him. So it's a chazay gebrent that it doesn't go into gezel, nish kind of schus. It's only I'm not stealing from him. So Memele, so this was all to happen. Ike bal Yisroyes techamse v'ovdi. So Memele, so what was the Eitzah? The Eitzah was, we're not giving you a big day kohuna, Rabbi Yisai. So Memele, after the pious, they came to the Lishka Pinchas Amalbish, and there they said, he came with a tzetl mislam, I want the pious, give me big day kohuna. But Lishka was a rumgevolfen with big day kohuna. So Memele, then they put on the big day kohuna, but like this, it would have been, out the Hislavis to do the avoide, if they would have the opportunity to do it, so it would be a little difficult to stop them. If someone sees me mishtupzach by a rebbe's tish, so I'm mele mishtamad dolt not mazicher zich kishtup to do the avoide. You have to understand that this was. I mean, Lamaise, twice a year, a kohen had the opportunity. It was twice a year he had the opportunity, and there was a pious, and how many kahanim were able to win the pious? I mean, they waited a half a year to be oiler to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they come there, who knows if they'll win the pious? It could be they went to 10 years, he never did once an avodah. So there was already Balei Zroyes. So Memele Al Kaponim, they wanted to ensure the decorum that it should be a day pious. So Memele, they made sure they wouldn't be wearing big day kunim. Rav Sheish is Omar be big day kodesh. Rav Sheish says they were wearing big day kodesh. The amrit be big day chayil. If you say they be wearing big day chayil, agav chavivusoy mikhe va'ovdi. Also apelo de kizach. So that means you have to understand, this kohen came there 10 years, he never had a chance to do the avodah. Now he won the avodah mamish. So the Chaviv is to do the Avodah, he'd run to do the Avodah, and the Gansen would Gansen forget that he has to put on Big Day Kodesh yet. So Memele, Agav Chavrivusoy, Mikri, V'ovdi. The Gevurah Sarih asks, Akash, according to Rav Sheishes, they were big the Kodesh. So he says, according to the man, the Yomar, that the Avnet Shel Kohen Hedyot was Shatnas, he says, what heter did they have to wear big the Kodesh? He says, they were wearing Shatnas. He says, the only heter is before you do the Avodah. That's a Tzorech Avodah. But to wear big the Kodesh for the pious, Metazah Cheshbin, of Dulma Agat Chavivusei will go, what heter is there to wear Shatnas? Zot Rashi, Bibig de Chel, Vasoich la Avoide, Poishit Veloivish, Big de Kodesh. If one was Eich la Avoide, then he put on Big de Kodesh. The Chamsi Baovdi, Avopish Leizachu Begoyro, but they're going to have a right. Mikri Baovdi, Avoide, Mikri Baovdi, avoide bebigdei choyl oison shazochu lepayis. The might to the avoide bebigdei choyl oison shazochu lepayis. That's why they had to make sure that we're bigdei kodesh already. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Mena Amina Lo, how do I know that they were wearing bigdei choyl this nam? We learned a Mishnah in Tomid, Moschun lechazonim. We'll see, Rav Nachman learned that this is speaking about those who had been zeichen the pious. Moschun lechazonim. They gave them over to Shamoshim. V'hoyu mavshitin oison es bigdeim. And the Shamoshim took off the begodim off of them. Lehoyu meinichem aleihem elo michnasayim bulvat. They left on the michnasayim. And then they gave them. So what it's speaking about over here? So Alkoch is speaking about that they're wearing big day kodesh. I'm sorry, they're wearing big day chayil. They were wearing, those who were won the pious. They were wearing big day chayil. So now they went to the Pinchas Hamalbish. So the Shemoshim went and took off all the begodim. They're going to give them now big day kodesh. So they left on the Michnasayim Shel Chayil. The Taisus Arosh says Al Tznius, or the Rabbi Yochim says Al Tznius. That's the Chmir. So they left on the Michnasayim, and then they put on the Big Day Kodesh, and then later he was in Bechusa with the Big Day Kodesh, then they took off the Michnasayim, they put on the Michnasayim Shel Kodesh. That's Lochayre, that's how Rav Nachman learned, that's how the Gemara learned now, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. So Memele, but they took off the Begodim. So we're speaking about those who won the Pious. So Koch, what Begodim did they took off? The Big Day Chayil. They left on the Michnasayim Shel Chayil, and later they put on the Big Day Kodesh. My love, but oison shezochel lepayis. So you see, close. They take off the big. They were wearing big dechil. So you see, close. They're wearing big dechil. Omar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Sheishes, loy, but oison sheloy zochel lepayis. No, Pshat. The Mishnah is fakel. Those who won zeich, they were all wearing big dechidish. So now, but now, if so, you have 200 kanim wearing big dechidish, and we only need the. There's only 13 kahanim now, which will be doing avodah today. So they also pushed them. So they went by mevshitin oison as big dem. So they took off the big day kodesh from them. Leiboishin shleizochel lepayis. Zok the Gemara, achinami mistavgan. The fakim mistavgan. The way Rav Sheishe says, these alkedaitach boison shezochel lepayis. If the Mishnah is speaking about those who were zochel lepayis. And it's speaking about the big day chayil. So watch out, they took off all the begodim. They left on the michnasayim shel chayil. And then he put on the big day kodesh. And then he put on the michnasayim shel kodesh. Hey, manichim aleim al michnasayim bulvad. Vasanya, we learned before, nabaraisim minayim shleidov kodesh michnasayim. That there should not be any big day kune before the michnasayim. When the michnasei bad are put on, it should be al besoroi. You shouldn't be wearing any begodim, only besoroi. The oiru boso tal bisheni, that's all that he should have. That levush he should have. He shouldn't have any other levushim. So according to the way Rav Nachman learned pshat, Rav Nachman learned pshat, they took off the big day chayil. He left on the Michnasei Chayil. Then he put on Big Day Kodesh. And then he put on the Michnasayim Shel Kodesh. So it comes out, when he put on the Michnasayim Shel Kodesh, it wasn't Al-Basori. There were other Big Day Kodesh on him already. So Mamela, so you can say that it's speaking about the, it's speaking about those who were zoiche to win the pious. So Koch is the other way around. They were already Malubish, but Big Day Kodesh. And now they were Mavshit, the Big Day Kodesh from them. They left on the Michnasayim, and they put on the Big Day Chil, and then he took off the Michnasay Kodesh. And for the Gemara, ho loy kashe. That's not too gefellig. Ho chiktoni. Ad she'oidon aleyem Big Day Chil. There's missing one line. Ad she'oidom aleyem Big Day Chil. Malbish enoisem Michnasay Kodesh. We're speaking about that Kozman they were wearing the Big Day Chayil that they put on Michnasay Kodesh. Now the Mishnah says, "Voyim Avshit Nois and Big Day Chayil." Lohem Nichon Ella Michnasayim Bulva. Later they took off the Big Day Chayil. It was only left over with the Michnasayim of Kodesh. So that means, so there's one line missing. The first line is speaking about that they put on Michnasay Kodesh, and then later that was Al Psore when they took off the Big Day Chayil. Later they put on the Big Day Kodesh. Zogt Rashi. Lechazonim Shamoshim. Ba'oisom Shaloi Zochu Lepayis. Hayum Avshitim. This is how Rav Sheish is Lemshat. They made a pious with Big Day Kodesh, now they took it off. These alkadaitach ba'oisan shezochu, if you say like Rav Nachman, that ba'oisan shezochu, the big desire shezochu be'pious, they were mapshit to Big Day Chayil, b'avshot zu Big Day Chayil, ula albish and Big Day Kodesh, uktoni lohoi menichem aleim al michnesei chayil. So then pshat is, this is the oifen of halboshe, they were mapshit to Big Day Chayil, then they put him on Big Day Kodesh, and then they put him on michnesei Kodesh. Alme, Malbish nois Big Day Kodesh al Michnasay Chayil. While he's wearing Michnasay Chayil, they put on the Big Day Kodesh because they were manichin the Michnasay. V'achar kach poishtim Michnasay Chayil v'loivshim l'michnasay Kodesh v'asayin yireh to be al psoroi. So he said, no, there's missing a line. Malbish nois on Michnasay Kodesh k'day shlo yamdu arumim k'sheiv shitum. And later, then they were mavshit the Big Day Chayil, and then they put on Big Day Kodesh. Zogt Taisvis, my love, ba'oison shezochu lepayis. That the Mishnah is speaking about oison shezochu lepayis. This was Rav Nachman's raya. And oison shezochu lepayis, they were mavshit the Big Day Chayil. Taimu. My Maisi Rav Nachman Mehoche, even the Rav Sheish is Motzi Dochelo. He's saying it's speaking about that it's those who weren't Zoiche Lepayis. They took off the Big Day Kodesh. The Mishnah says they took off the Begodim. From who? Say whatever you want. If it's speaking about those who were Zoiche to the Pious, they took off the Begodim. So I said they were wearing Big Day Chayil. If it's talking about those who are not Zoiche to the Pious, that's talking about Big Day Kodesh. So however, the Pshat and the Mishnah is dependent on who we're speaking about. Are we speaking about those who wore Big Day, those who won the Pious or those who didn't win the Pious? So, I mean, how can you bring a raya? Taimu, my maise Rav Nachman mehoch, kiven Rav Nach, v'sheishes motzi dochelo. Va'ada rabbe, tvei yesh raya l'Rav Sheishes mikan, kedem rinen hochi nami mistavre. Ked, it's mistavre the way Rav Sheishes. Rav Nachman itzach lishnui bedoichek. Rav Nachman adds on a sentence before the first he put on the Michnasay Kodesh. So it's very modne that Rav Nachman should bring a raya from this Mishnah, which be'emes nimshat, the Mishnah is more mistavel like Rav Sheishes, and he has no proof whatsoever to say what he says. He says at random, it's speaking about that they were mavshit those who won the pious. No, if you say it like that, you have a raya. Maybe it's speaking about mavshit those who didn't win the pious. Yeshloim is a toys v'shum de la el minei airi, because let's look at the previous Mishnah. The la'el minei airi bezoichen ba'avoide. The Mishnah is speaking about those who were zoichen ba'avoide. The Diktoni Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov oimer. Hamala eivorim lekevesh umala agabim mizbeach. So here we're speaking about those who won the pious. But the Diktoni moschon, the next Mishnah is moschon lechazonim. So memele, so moschon lechazonim, those who won the pious. So the flow of the Mishnayis vice the chois that this Mishnah is speaking about those who won the pious. And if you mafshit them, so vice is that we're wearing big dechel. Vahainu nami de kamar avsheshes besomach mano amin alov lai maisi maha dahoche de kamar iu gufoche nami mistabre al molek la mishma menei de daike kemar chamar. So Taisa means like this. If you make the yukim in the Mishnah, maybe there's problems according to Rav Nachman, but the flow of the Mishnah is zicha like Rav Nachman, because the previous Mishnah ends by speaking about those who won the pious, and then right afterwards it says mosul lechazonim. So vayistois we are speaking about those who won the pious, and your mafshit bigdayim. So kolchoch we're speaking about kolchos muchos that they wore bigdayichel. Zok the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Sheshes, Mino Amino Lo. So Rav Sheshes says, how do I know that they were wearing Big Day Kodesh? The Sanye, we learned, Lishkas Agozes, Kimin Besilki Gedoilo. The Lishkas Agozes, that was the Mokim Hapayes, was a tremendous room. Hoiso Hapayes Bimizrocho. In the eastern side of this Nelishkas Agozes was the pious. The Zokin Yoishev Bemarob. There was a Zokin, Ashliach Bezen, who officiated, and to be Meirev, the halachas of the pious, he was sitting in Meirev of this Lishkas Agozes. Vakahanim Mukofim Voimdim Kemin Bechulia. So it's a certain type of a tachshit ta'isha, which was a round tachshit. Fine. So they were in a circle, in the mizrach of Lishkas Agozes. Amabuna bo v'noitol mitznefes meroishe sholechad mehem, v'yoidim shemimenu payis maschol. That was the seder ha-payis. V'isalke daitoch b'bigdei choyl, so Rav Sheshes asked, if they were wearing bigdei choyl, Mitznefes bebigdei choyl meike. So who's wearing a mitznefes? I mean, they were a couple of ways on mitznefes. Mitznefes was some bigdei kahuna. So you see, bishas the pious, they were already wearing bigdei kahuna. That's a raya to Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara, and could be they were wearing a filo, it was bigdei choyl, but could be they were wearing a mitznefes. Kidetoni Rav Yehuda, viteimer Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Koyin, she also saloi imai ksoines, oivet bo avoides yochid. So let us see, Rashi, exactly what this means. Zot Rashi, lishkas hagozis, she shom hoyu mefisen, besilki bayis govoya shalalia. Seems it was like a third floor. Pius b'mizrocho kvutzes hekev amafaisim b'mizrocho. So this was in the mizrach of the lishke. V'zokin shel bezen hamoyrelam seider hapayosin yoishev marov. He was sitting in Meire. Kulya ogel shekayr nushke shemimenu maschil minyan cheshben apayis k'may shepirashti beroy shaperi. Tiktoni Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda lakame beperi gemu. Shohoyo imoiseyem shel kahanim oisis livneihem mishelohem. They made from their own materials, kimin bigdei kune, laharois tiferes oishron, to show tiferes oishron. They made very, that means there were standard uniforms, standard bigdei kune, what the Beis Hamikdash gave out. But then, there were imaseim shel kahanim, those who were well to do, they made better quality bigdei kohune for their children. The purpose was laharis tiferes oishrom. That means ison shel mitzion baloche. This wasn't a psaza kavon l'shem shamayim. It was laharis tiferes oishrom. כשיום מציון הבלוכה צייכן סול, ירושלמי אין שבס, ירושלמי אין שבס, אז why did I answer תכשיתם פרון אישה to wear שבס? Because נושם שחצוני יסיין, that means they like to show off, they like to, they'll be walking in the street, they want to, they'll take off their ring to show, they'll take off their earrings to show, they like that, that's the teva of נושם, they like to show, show off, so מייל דדה וגייזה, שם יברנו, דל דמס פשוס הרב, here it also seems there was the same way the they say him they wanted to show haris tiferes aishram so they made extra special big day kuna the noim elachton mistam if the mother of the kain is going to go to schneider and the noim elachton so she could show how nice she can sew also over kam ein mahadres mitzvis and mistam so ich da bisol ruchnis and war also over here verkehrt to do the avoide nicht also mit paschete begode mit af this is big day kohuna big day avoide so that was it was a hidden mitzvah also it was a hidden mitzvah diktani kain shasa salai imai ksainis loib shav oivet bo avoide shach so memison this mimer that a kain can do the avoide yachid with the ksainah she'asa salai imai. So the Gemara weiter daf lamad heyam at beis is mavuah that lamaisu is moshon lehegdish. That means in that they were magdishit. It wasn't that her son is wearing her beged. He has to belong to hegdish. The chiddush is that you're not chayi shem alei moshon yofi yofi. Fakert is, they gave it over, they were taka magdishit. They were magdashit. For some reason, since this wasn't standard big day kohune, so they were only allowed to do avoidus yochid. Rashi Vaita has a psashaila what avoidus yochid is. Bal kaponim, it was an avoidus kohun mahalach and Rashi that needed big day kohune, but for avoidus sibo, they did not permit these private big day kohune, but for avoidus yochid they permitted it. That's the Gemara. So now it seems as a machloikis, let's get back now to our sugya. So it seems as a machloikis, the Ritva and the Siach Yitzhak. The Ritva learns pshat, the Gemara, let's go back to our sugya. Our sugya is the kasher, Rav Sheshes brought a raya that they were wearing big day kohuna, because they wouldn't wear big day kohuna. Why is he wearing a mitznefes? Raya, they wore big day kohuna. The Gemara says it's no raya. Could be they weren't wearing big day kohuna. How did this guy have a mitznefes? You see, the mothers used to make... This wasn't the official, the Pinchas HaMalbish didn't give out Big Day Kuna yet by the pious. But a lot of Kahanim, they were already wearing Big Day Kuna that their mothers had made. So Memele, so the Kelt, so the Ayat's called, Rav Nachman said, Be Big Day Choyl. So he says, Lav Dafke Big Day Choyl, not that they were wearing Big Day Choyl, it was Big Day Kuna Bemison, because it's Koshev Avedis Yochid. The Ritva says that's why we can understand agav chavivuse mikri va'ovdi. Ich meine, it's a modne geschäft that the gzeire agav chavivuse that they might go in and do the avoide in a suit and a streimel. Ich meine, wie nicht wie, it's a big day kohune. But like this, if I can't, they were sometimes wearing these big day kohune. They were wearing these big day kohune, which be'etzem is roi la'avoydes yochi. So my male are afraid. No, I told her big day kohune, and so gav chavibuse, he won't put two and two together, trumas hadashin, or whatever the avoydes is, this is avoydes sibon, it is gav chavibuse, so the toys are ready, we can understand a little better, it was more all the litoys. So it comes out, big day choyl is lav davke, it means it wasn't begodim, which were be'etzem roi for avoydes sibon. That's how the Ritva seems to say. The Siach Yitzchak says that there were taka mamish big day chayil. The Gemara just brings this to tell us that there was an interest by the mishpach of the kahanim that the children are kahanim. They made for them begodim. They made for them begodim which could be used for avoide, and they made for them begodim which were not used at all for avoide. They were mamish big day chayil. But they wanted to show that their children are Mishosei Hashem, so they walked around the whole day with these big dekuna they want. It's Nefes, Aksainis, and Avid, which didn't have any Kedusha whatsoever. That's how the Siach Yitzchak seems to say. So it's mamish big dechel. It's good the Lashna Gemara before. It's taka big dechel, but their big dechel also were different. Just like each person with his profession wears this different begodim for each profession, since they were by profession they were Mishosei Hashem, so they walked around the whole day with talit big dekuna. Upon them those who the mothers could afford it. So that's Pshat in that's how the Sich Yitzchak learns Pshat. Zukta Isvis Noitl Mitznefesh Alechad Mehem Mikan Kosher LePeirish Chiva. The perish shall coin head yet kruya mikbas. The drivo was medayek from the shinya leshaynis of the hats of the kahanim. The coin head yet is called mikbas. Coin god was called mitznefes. So he says the mikbas and mitznefes had a different tzura. But the mikbas vishehi rechova, this was a wider hat. So a male that's called a mikbas. Shall coin god or mitznefes, he katsura, this was a shorter hat. Rivo held that the tzitz was not on the meitzach of the koyim, the tzitz was on the roish of the koyim. So first you had on his head, you had the tzitz. Then behind the tzitz, you had the tefillin. His part of his head already was malubish with the tzitz. And tefillin, so the hat overwards had to be a smaller type of a hat, only to cover a chelik of his head. So that's why the kohen gadol wore a mitznefes, and the kohen hedyot wore a mikbas. So now Tosfos says Akashi, he was speaking about, we're making a pious between the kahanim hedyotis. So here we're speaking about that the kohen hedyot wore a mitznefes, so it's Akashi and the ribo. That hat style, the cross called mitznefes, v'chol duchte. Chiyidam rinim pekama de gitten, hosa mitznefes, v'horim ha'atore, bizman she mitznefes b'reish kain godu, yeshno la'atore b'reish kolodo. Nistalka mitznefes b'reish kain godu, nistalka atore b'reish kolodo, speaking about atore's chasanem. But al koponim, Al Kaponim, we see that the Kohen Gadol taka wore mitznefes. Mitznefes is the Kohen that was miyuchet for the Kohen Gadol, because the Gemara dashes also mitznefes, and the Gemara says bisman she mitznefes bereish Kohen Gadol. Why he says the Kohen Gadol wore mitznefes? It's miyuchet for Kohen Gadol. That's lishne dekra, and the lashon of Chazal mitznefes is called a mikbas. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye said from this baraisa we can derive Shmami no lishkas hagozis chetshia bekoidish vechetshia bechoil. A chelik of the lishkas hagozis was koidish, and a chelik was choil. That means the lishkas hagozis was in the tzofen of the Azorim, so it was split in half. The chelik was, you split it in half in the. And the chelik from half till tzofen, that was chayl, and the other half till dorim, which was on the Azorah side, was kodesh. So that's one shma mino. We'll see shma mino shnei psochem hoyulo, and this lishkas hagodis had two psochem. Echad pasuach b'kodesh. One was opened up to the chelik hastis, the chelik had dorim, which was kodesh, was pesuach b'kodesh, echad pesuach b'chayil, and the chelik hatzofen, which was chayil, was pesuach also tamakim chayil. Now, how did he prove the first thing that chetshe b'kodesh v'chetshe b'chayil? This al kedai tachkula b'kodesh, zokin yoyshe v'marov, and how could the zokin sit in this lishkas agozis v'omamar and yeshiva bazol malchi beis David b'lvat? So al kolchoch. We have to say that half of the lishkas agosis was chayil. So that's why the zokin was permitted to sit there. Bisal kedaitach kula b'chayil. If you'll say that the whole lishka was chayil, pious b'mizroch, how can you make the pious in the mizrach of the lishke, v'abina be'beis alakim na'alech baragish? This is not beis alakim. If it's chayil, it's not beis alakim. Lek el shmamino chetsha ba kodesh, the chelak adorim was kodesh, the chetsha ba period. So that was the raya that split half and half. Pisal kedai toch, and if you'll say Pesach echad yeshlo, it was only one Pesach. Upasuach lekodesh was pasuach lekodesh zokin yeshu v'marov. How could the zokin sit v'marov v'asnan halishkes habnuyes bechel b'suches lekodesh toichen kodesh? So if it's toich in Kodesh, so how is he allowed to sit there? Pisal kedai tach pasuach lechoil payis b'mizrochom. Posnan b'nu yois pa Kodesh b'suches lechoil toich in choil. Elo lav shema mino shnei psochem hoyo lo echad pasuach b'kodesh v'echad pasuach lechoil. So memeilem so koch of the word to psochem echad pasuach lekodesh v'echad pasuach lechel. Zogt Rashi ein yeshiva bazore shnema lamoid l'shore so im dim shom lifnei Hashem. So Rashi brings two rayas that ein yeshiva bazore, it says lamoid l'shore, then it says another pasuk im dim shom lifnei Hashem. So pshat in Rashi is these two psukim are speaking about avoide. Lamoid l'shores, that b'shas sheres, avoide has to be ba'amide. Noim dim shom lifnei Hashem is also speaking about avoide. So the Tvuras Ri says, by avoide there's halacha that has to be ba'amide. But how do you derive from this ein yeshiva ba'zori, not allowed to sit down in the zori? Here this Zokin was not doing avoide, he was not sitting down. So how can you derive from this pasuk that, ein yeshiva bazor? And the Gvura Sri wants to be chaylik on Rashi, he wants to say that the Emerson, the he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, gemiri she'ein yeshiva bazor l'malchi beis David bolvad. So gemiri means halach l'maish mesinian, that's what Rashi says in Sanhedrin. That it was halach l'maish mesinian yeshiva bazor. So, not like Rashi. Why do you need to talk about these psukim lamid l'shores? So the Gvura Sari wants to say, it could be, there'll be a nafke mine by smiche. Is one permitted to make smiche? So al tzedin ve'en yeshiva ba'azore, so he's allowed to make smiche. Smiche is not yeshiva. Al tzed besundere din von lamid l'shores need amide b'shasheire, so smiche is no good. So he wants to say, Bemis, not like Rashi. There's two different dinim. There's Aloch L'moish Misinai, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azore. That's Aloch L'moish Misinai, Gemire. And Lamid L'shores, Taka Bezundere Halochis, which are Negeya, Avoide, that Avoide is to be Ba'amide. Elo Malchis, Beis Dovid, Shemetzine, Beim Yeshiva, Shnema, Vayovi, Melech Dovid, Vayeshev, Ne'ashem, Vayoyim, Am Yonechi, Umi Beisi. Vabinem Beis, Alekim, Nalech, Barogish, Alma Payis, Sochliyais, Bebeis, Alekim.